Wade, when you think back to when Connor came into the Jets organization for the first time to where he is today, where has he grown the most in your eyes?
You know what? Connor's a he's a different individual. He's got a lot of drive and a lot of determination in his game. And you could see that, you know, the first year that they came, you know, when he was playing with the Moose and they came here into Winnipeg, you know, I got an opportunity to watch him a lot. And you could see that in his game. And then his development over the years and the slight changes that we have made in his game has been very impressive to see him develop as a individual, as a person, but not only that, as a goaltender.
The league recognition now that he's been getting two of the last 3 years up for this award, do you see something that makes him elite? And I guess how rewarding is it to see the other people kind of see what you do on a daily basis now?
Obviously, that's always great, you know, and it's a great job by Helly. He's the one out there stopping the pucks and night after night. But, you know, over the years, the transitions that we've made, you know, from not only the transitions in the net and the small adjustments that we made, but his work ethic and coming in day to day and trying to get better. And that's one of his biggest assets, is that he shows up every day and he wants to come off that ice at the end of practice a better goalie than what he stepped on the ice. And some days that's hard to do. And you talk through it and you have great communication with your goaltenders and you just try to get better every day. And that's one thing is he does very well at.
And the last one for me, just quickly, you talk about talking with him. What have you learned most about working with him? Like, how do you manage that quirkiness that everybody talks about that he is as a goalie?
Yeah, you know what? Helly puts a lot of pressure on himself and, you know, to succeed in everything. You know, you see him in practice and it'll be a tap, tap, back door and in, and he'll be, I almost had it, you know. So, you know, his competitiveness is one of his biggest assets, that he wants to continue to get better and stop every puck and give himself a chance to stop every puck.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bunsen.
Morning, Wade. Ken Weeb from Sportsnet.ca. As someone who played the position, how do you quantify the value of mental toughness, which is another one of those elements that Connor's kind of shown right from the very beginning?
It's huge, you know, especially at this level in the National Hockey League. You know, mental toughness is one of the biggest assets a goaltender can have, and Helly has grown into that over the years. Yes, does he get bothered by a poor outing? He could be one of his hardest critics. But with that being said, we're always honest with it too. But again, it goes back to his drive, that he wants to compete. He wants to have success on every single play to every night. So that's definitely one of his strengths.
How would you describe the importance of that first year as a starter, where there were a few more maybe ups and downs that he had to encounter?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you take everything as a learning process. And, you know, I think that first year he had 26 wins in the National Hockey League. You know, that's a successful season for a goaltender to have 26 wins. But, you know, there were some ups and downs and we learned from them. And as a goaltender, you're not going to be able to go out there every single night and have that success. But you can learn from it and then learn how to build your consistency. And that's another thing that Connor has, is he's able to get out there and be very consistent. But that also comes from his practice habits and his drive as an individual.
Last one for me. What stands out to you about this season for him?
Well, I think you'd go back. We had a lot of conversations in the summertime when we had some adjustments on our back end with our defense, the loss of a few defensemen. And, you know, we knew coming into the season that, you know, our goaltending with LB and Helly, the three of us would have the conversation that we'd be leaned on a lot. You know, when we prepared for it and we looked at it as a challenge, and, you know, he accepted the challenge, as did LB, and, you know, we were up for it.
Thank you.
Wade, Tim Campbell, NHL.com. You mentioned the off-the-ice business with Connor. Could you describe the progress he's made in that regard off the ice from last season to this season?
Well, I think it would actually go back probably three seasons where, you know, Helly, again, I'll go back to his drive, but he doesn't take a lot of time off. He works out in the summer. He has a program. He sticks to it. He's very in tune with his body, knows what he needs to get done and to accomplish to prepare himself for an upcoming season where he may eventually play a 60-plus season game. We manage that on the ice through practices where rest is a key important for him. So we may identify certain drills that we need to accomplish, but we do it in a short period of time where he can continue to get his rest. But off ice, he's grown as an individual and he's matured a lot. So, you know, we'll just keep that going.
And just one other question for me. How much thicker would you say is his skin from the first time you met him?
Yeah, definitely is a little thicker, but you know, he's, again, I touched on it earlier, he's one of his biggest critics, and you know, he feels quite honestly, he feels that he wants to stop every goal, and sometimes you got to talk him off the ledge a little bit and be realistic with yourself. But he's a very, very competitive individual and a very competitive athlete.
Wade, Mike McIntyre from the Free Press. I just wanted to ask you about two very specific games that Connor had this year. That fourth game of the season in Pittsburgh, Lauren had started two in a row after Connor had what maybe he would admit wasn't his best night in the opening night there in Madison Square Garden. Was there some pressure on him? Like, would he have felt some pressure, do you think, to have, and he goes into Pittsburgh, a place you guys hadn't won in forever, and has a great game, and you guys are kind of off and running after that. Do you think that he responded to maybe a little adversity there right off the hop this season?
Yeah. Honestly, I do. I think, you know, we went into game one in the Rangers and you know, I'm a little biased. I wouldn't say he was just didn't have a great night, but I wouldn't say it was a totally off night for him in the Rangers, right. But we started LB in game two. We came back from being down, I think it was 4, and you know, ended up winning that game in a shootout. So we gave LB the next start and did a light a little bit of a fire under Helly. Yeah, probably did, but it also gave us a little extra practice time to go over a few things that we were actually trying to accomplish at that time, and he came out and responded.
And then just to take you back to November 1st in San Jose, you've seen a lot of Connor Hellebuyck's work and a lot of games over the years. I mean, is that an example of, you know, a pretty one-sided outing where your goaltender absolutely steals you one?
Well, without a doubt, I think it was a 50-plus shot game. But the funny thing about that game was in the morning skate, Helly was very, very focused, as he always is. But he just had that little bit more of an edge going there. And I had a real good feeling that he was going to be really, really good that night. I didn't expect us to give up over 50 shots, but he responded well. And that pretty much was the – a great feeling for him and myself and the team.